Scripture lesson today will be from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 and 12 to 17. Hear now God's word. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Verse 12. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? Our New Testament lesson today will be from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46-55. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. And Mary remained with her. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then she returned home. Our gospel reading for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, and then 16 to 21. Before we read this, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and your care for us this day, that as we remember our need for you, we pray that we remember that you're with us. We thank you for all things and ask you to hear what it is you want us to hear, that we may draw closer to you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Anyone eat pancakes yesterday? Pancakes. Did you eat any pancakes yesterday? No? The Shrove Tuesday, it was. Pancake breakfasts are all over the place. I won't be too hard on you. I didn't have any pancakes either. We have all these rituals surrounding these days. It's kind of interesting. Lent has been for centuries a time of sacrifice to God in all different kinds of ways. Catholics give up meat. I should put that in parentheses. They give up meat, but they eat fish. And there's fun stories as to why that's the case. But there's that sacrifice. In the Christian church, in the United Methodist Church, we celebrate Ash Wednesday, as we did today, with the ashes on the forehead. And there's reasons for that, and I'll get to that in a moment. But we also we also remember the time of sacrifice by giving up something during Lent. I'm not going to ask you if you are going to give up something this Lent, but people give up all different kinds of things for Lent. Chocolate, biting fingernails, promising to read the Bible every day. You know, we even give up our time during Lent in order to draw closer to God. So do you know why Mardi Gras and Shrove Tuesday are on before Lent? Do you know the purpose of that? It's to overindulge, because they know Lent's coming, the time of giving up. So they're going to let themselves have whatever they want, so that as Lent comes, they're more likely to give up something. Why the ashes, though? What are the purposes? You guys look great, by the way. The ashes on your forehead. Right. It's our limits. The ashes represent our limits. One of the things, I was talking to my son about this the other day. Stephanie bought cheap Girl Scout cookies. You can get them at Aldi's. They're not bad. Yeah, they're just shy of the quality of regular Girl Scout cookies, but good enough. And I was eating my fifth Samoa. I love those things. The coconut caramel. Those are the best. Those are the best. I was eating my fifth one and not feeling so hot. And I turned to Elijah and I said to him, I said, you know, one of the great things God has done for us as human beings in creating us is God has made us a creature of limits. You've heard the saying that all things in moderation. If you have too much of anything, it's a bad thing. Even some of the greatest things in life, you can have too much. Salad, although I don't rate salad very high as the greatest things in life, but when we think of good things for us, we think of salad. I think of salad. And you can have too much salad. It can cause you issues. Hurt your stomach, cause you diarrhea. It's no fun. How about water, that thing that's necessary for life? You can have too much water. You can actually overload your body with water to the point of not good things happening. God created within us limits for everything. We can't have too much, and I think those limits are necessary. They're part of being human in life. Not only should we not have excess of anything, but even our very lives here on earth have limits. There's strength in those limits. There's strength in knowing that we can't do everything. We can't have everything. And I think one of those greatest strengths is it makes us rely upon God. And so during the time of Lent, when we have the ashes, it reminds us of our greatest limit, that we have limited time here on earth. It reminds us of the fact that we're not God, but that God loves us. But then when we give up something during Lent, when we sacrifice, whatever it is, the chocolate, the nail biting, giving up some of our time to God, we make our limits even greater so that when we reach those limits more often, giving up chocolate is a really difficult thing to do. And when I reach for that chocolate, when I know I can't have it, it reminds me of my limits, saying, Lord, I need you. I need you in these moments. But if we give up chocolate just at the end of Easter, April 21st, and we say, I did it, I gave up chocolate, and it wasn't a problem, and I'm awesome, and I'm wonderful, well, that, let me share with you this. This is my devotion today. One of the things I'm trying for Lent, and ask for your prayers, is to be more devoted. My devotional life could be a whole lot better. So I started this morning, and I read March 6th. It's called Renew My Heart, Daily Wisdom from the Writings of John Wesley. I won't read it all because the writings of John Wesley tend to be a bit dry. But I thought this very apt for today. Settle this in your heart, that the mere work done profits nothing. There is no power to save but in the Holy Spirit of God. No merit but in the blood of Christ. Consequently, even what God ordains conveys no grace to the soul if you do not trust in him alone. On the other hand, he that does truly trust in God cannot fall short of the grace of God. Even though he were cut off from every outward ordinance or shut up in the center of the earth, in using all means, so the means of Christ are this fasting and prayer and Bible study, in using all means, seek God alone. In and through every outward thing, look only to the power of his Spirit and the merits of his Son. Beware you do not get stuck in the work itself. If you do, it is all lost labor. Nothing short of God can satisfy your soul. Therefore, fix on him in all, through all, and above all. For the power and all the merit is of him alone. Remember also to use all means as means. As ordained not for their own sake, but for the renewal of your soul in righteousness and true holiness. If therefore they actually tend to this, that is well, but if not, they are dung and dross. In other words, it's exactly what we read in the scripture today. When we pray, do it quietly, because we're not praying for men to congratulate us. When we fast, don't let anyone know you're doing it, because you're not fasting in order for people to congratulate you. All that we do for Lent is for one singular purpose, to draw closer to God, to give our lives over to God more and more, that we may, in our strength, trust in God, as we did in our weakness during Lent. So my prayer for all of us as we celebrate Lent during these next 46 days is that we trust in God and draw closer to God today and always.